Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yes, we do cook on that Goodwin Smoker every opportunity we get. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are live and local in our downtown studios in Grand Rapids. Looking out the window, it's going to be a fantastic day to fire up that grill in your backyard. Or you might want to fire up a fryer. We've got a new sponsor, Bob. Who are they?
That would be Timber Ridge.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
we're going to talk about them in a little bit, but we need to pick a Facebook question of the day.
Okay.
So... what are you grilling for the big games this weekend? All right. The best recipe posted on Facebook is going to win a Grill Daddy, which is the coolest little grilling brush you've ever seen. Item I just ran into and I've gotten to be friends with the owner. He's probably streaming us online out in Connecticut right now. Hey, Michael, you're going to have to ship out a Grill Daddy here because we're going to get some people hitting us here. And we want the coolest Big Sweet 16 grilling recipe you can put up there. And the best one picked on Facebook by the end of the show, we're going to give you a shout out and we're going to have a brand new Grill Daddy for you.
You're going to like this
slick
tool.
Device. It's cool. It takes water on your hot grill and a brush, and you just rub the thing over your grates and it brings it like right back to new. Very cool.
Yep. It's really cool. You got to give that a try. But speaking of Sweet 16 recipes, we got our favorite Goomba from the East Coast, Big Paulie, on the line. You out there, my brother?
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, dude, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Everybody's, you know, just enjoying this magnificent warm weather. What's it like up by you? Same thing, huh?
Well, it was summer before it was spring here.
Yeah, amazing. Let's hope we keep it that way.
You know, I just realized as you're getting ready to come on, I heard Brian talking to you. Seems like you're on before every big game, so there's something, you know, maybe it's because you're like Jimmy the Greek to me or something.
You know, I didn't even get into that. Are you kidding me? I'm just still rooting for Seton Hall.
Are you?
Hey, my alma mater, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah. Well,
I love this idea. You got Sweet 16 going on, and you had me thinking about stuff. And, you know, by the way, you know I love all things Jersey, okay? And I'm waiting for Jersey fresh produce to come out. We're going to have a nice early season. And when I'm not in Jersey, I love Michigan. But my third favorite state has got to be Hawaii. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know if you make this or not, but have you ever made really nice succulent, I call them bone-sucking ribs and chicken and shrimp on the grill with, like, apricot marmalade? And I don't know if you ever did that before, but that's something I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Is that right? Nope, never tried an apricot marmalade as a glaze. Sounds good, though.
Oh, my God. Well, you take your chicken wings like you're going to make them. Some people like to pre-boil them, you know, because they're hard to grill. You know, some people don't know how to grill right. I don't know who they are, but whatever. But I like putting them with a nice, you get this, you either get Saucy Susie, which you can buy in a store, or you can get an apricot jam or marmalade.
Wait, hold on. But, where do you shop where they sell Saucy Susies?
It sounds like
Jersey,
it's in a night.
Come
sounds
on.
Like a nightclub or something.
Saucy Susie. It's about 400 years old. My grandmother used to use it. I used to love it when I was a kid.
I think Jop dated her at Ferris.
Wings with that. Let me tell you something. Let me give you two secrets. Number one, okay, you make the Saucy Susie. Okay, you can doctor it up. I put a little orange marmalade in it, and sometimes I'll put a little bit of horseradish in it. Gives it a little zing. And by the way, if you ever want to have a great glaze for coconut shrimp, just grab some marmalade and some horseradish. Mix it up nice, and you dip your coconut shrimp in that, and forget about it. You go nuts. But you take that, and you put a nice glaze on those chicken wings. You put them on the grill. You get a nice charcoal flavor to it. And I got to tell you, I think they're going to probably outlaw them in a couple states because they're so darn addicting. They're just tremendous. And you can do that with shrimp as well. But the chicken wings, especially for the Sweet 16, just the right sweetness so you can enjoy yourself and have a nice party.
That orange marmalade, you can also, I think, I posted a recipe for that, and what I did it with at one time was chopped pickled jalapenos, diced up real fine with orange marmalade, or you can use dehydrated jalapeno, and or any kind of hot pepper, really, but you're putting some heat to it. But you're right, that is a wonderful, for coconut shrimp, that's a wonderful dip.
Isn't it great? And, you know, what's great about this weather, I mean, everybody's outside. I mean, we just, you know, I told you we're working on this whole new outside with the grill, and we got a big fire pit we just finished. I mean, it's going to be scary if we get a cold snap. People are not going to want to come back in.
Well, it's also going to kill the fruit business.
Yeah, well, we're hopeful. We're keeping our fingers crossed because you know how important it is here in Jersey.
So, and, are you going to finish those wings off with that apricot marmalade, marinade glaze?
Marmalade? Well, actually, no. I put it on a grill and take it right off the grill, and it gets a beautiful golden brown. Sometimes I even let it go a little bit too much. I like it a little crispy. And just serve it like that. Put them on a plate and just start eating. And
so you know, start off with that
day,
on
your
there.
Your fingers will be sticky, you know.
You start off with that on your wings.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah. I put it right on. After I take them and put them on the grill, I start glazing them immediately. And I fill it on with the glaze.
Okay. So you do sear the wings before you start putting
them. Oh, they're pre-cooked. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, otherwise you'd burn the heck out of your sugars.
Oh, yeah. No,
that sounds cool.
I'm really putting it on as a glaze. But the minute I throw them on the grill after they're, you know, pre-cooked, I like to boil them, actually, because it keeps them juicier. And you throw it on top, and you start to sear them, and then you put the glaze up immediately on it, you flip it, and turn it over, and then you're done.
Perfect.
It doesn't take too long to finish, but it's just tremendous. And, you know, I hate to say it, sometimes when you burn them a little bit, they taste even better.
A lot of people like that.
My wife, I said that.
A lot of people like that. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. I'm 107.3 WBBL, and we're talking with my pal, Big Paulie. He's the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and I think last week you were out in front of Congress, weren't you? You were at least
hobnobbing with him. Yeah, we were in Washington, D.C. all week.
Yeah, I read your letter.
That was great. 87 degrees, the cherry blossoms came out, you know, and... we had some nice meetings. We did some good things, talking about how great the broadcasters are, how we help people out like what you do. And it worked out really well. We had a nice time. It all went well.
Yeah, well, say hi to Nancy Pelosi. Just kidding.
She's nervous, you know?
She ought to be. Her eyelids are going to fall off.
Well, she's not a bad cook, I heard. I heard she can cook good stuff. I don't know.
As she cooked up a health care plan, we're going to be choking on pretty soon. So.
Well, I'm going to have you should have her on your show to figure out exactly what's going to happen. She'll tell you everything you need to know.
Probably got a great pork belly recipe too.
Boy, you guys are getting brutal. I don't know.
Well, you'll have to pass it before you know what's in it.
You know, you want to know for the election, you should have a special Grilling Guys election show come up.
Yeah, we could
have
some people.
Politicians come on and tell you their favorite recipes.
Yeah, I would. I'd do some Chicago ribs.
Well, you know, I heard they had the Bill Clinton no-tell shrimp. It's very good.
I heard it's no shrimp. Boom. Okay, I digress.
All right, you know, you guys are getting way off track.
You know, best of give your wife a big hug for me, and hope all's well.
I will. Thanks so much, Bob. You guys be well. Stay good, and we'll see you in Michigan soon, I hope.
All right, pal.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Rotella, and he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, he is. And a great recipe there with that apricot marmalade that you can use as a dip, and you can also use it as a glaze. Great idea. It's easy because it comes pre-made, right? You can just buy a jar of it in the store and puts a really great flavor on those chicken wings, something a little different. I bet you could put a little heat with that, too, some cumin maybe or something really make that good.
Honestly, you know, he was talking about the orange marmalade with horseradish. Orange marmalade and jalapeno or cayenne, or I don't know what I put in it, habanero maybe last time, but you don't even have to do coconut shrimp, just beer battered shrimp or deep fried regular shrimp is phenomenal that way. The coconut shrimp to me, it gets a little too sweet.
I'm not a big coconut guy either, so
I love coconut, but I don't know, they fight with the shrimp in my belly.
Yeah. You know, and it's tough when you get things that sweet to put a good beer with it. But if you've got a dunkel or something like that, that's a little bit richer, a little bit smokier flavor, that goes pretty well with some of that fruity stuff as well.
Yeah, I think I'd probably have to go IPA just to cut through all the sweet.
I don't know, that sweet and hoppy bitterness at the same time. That's an acquired taste in my mind.
Well, you are hoppy joppy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, coming up next, we've got our friend Patrick Hunt from Gourmet Gone Wild. We met him at the Ultimate Outdoor Show last week. He's going to come on and talk to us a little bit about the cool stuff he's doing. And then we're going to talk about some sliders and some nachos on the grill. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Tired.
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.